Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. We have Randy Saxton with us today. Hi, Randy.
Hey, Gabor. How's it going? Hello, everybody.
Good. By the way, if you're a new listener, welcome. If you're a veteran, thanks for coming back. Today, we're going to talk about, Randy gave this, it's probably you're looking at this title like, what? Sergeant was a copycat. I'm sure people are going to say, well, no, he wasn't. Well, Randy's going to fill you in on what he means.
Yes, I thought it was a new title, actually, a big takeaway that I, after seeing a show that is, I think it's just left here at the Legion of Honor Museum in San Francisco, was Sergeant in Spain. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of his work when he was a younger artist. Living in Spain. And the copycat part is, it was an amazing show altogether. It wasn't a blockbuster type of show. It wasn't huge, a lot of larger work, but there was a lot of paintings that were just mind-blowing and sketches, a lot of insights into the, into how he planned his work and so on. But one of the most, interesting things was to see how, as a young artist, that he copied other artists. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. El Greco, Velázquez, Las Meninas painting, which, that painting is huge. The original Velázquez painting is really large, and the painting that Sargent did was pretty good size, but still he copied a lot of other artists' work, which I just never realized, and was really impressed with. Well, partly impressed just because, of course, his insanely talented painter that he is. Really did a good job at these sort of reproductions. But mm-hmm.
It's interesting, yeah.
But in my experience, as a painter in the beginning, one of the exercises that I did with some professors in college was to copy work upside down. Mm-hmm. You get a production of a painting. I worked from Nikolai Fechin's, some of Nikolai Fechin's work. And you'd hold it, you'd put the reference photo upside down and copy it. And one of the things, Betty Edwards, Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain, that particular book is sort of a takeoff on that, on exercises in her book, and that's that to access the part of your brain, the right side of your brain that sees things more abstractly, if you try to copy something upside down or draw something upside down, the reference, you're really seeing things as abstract shapes and not what they are, that the marks that the way that an artist has rendered something, like a nose, for instance, if you look at it upside down, you only see that as, you don't see it as so much as a nose as the abstract shapes that put it together. And, I thought it's brilliant. Mm-hmm. Exercise altogether. So it's one of the reasons I wanted to bring it up is that if you are just starting out, that is a really good exercise to do.
Yeah, that's something that I think a fair amount of good instructors, they talk about that, and students ask too, is it okay to copy? And the answer is absolutely yes, it's okay to copy, as long as you're not taking credit for the work, you're not signing it as your own.
A lot to learn about, yeah, color mixing, about working edges, about just challenging your skills at being able to render or draw. So seeing proportion, mm-hmm, like that all come into play. It's a really good exercise. So highly recommend it.
Yeah, especially if you live near a museum or something. Most of the time, if you ask them and you say, hey, I'm a painter or an art student, and would you guys allow me to sit here and just copy this painting just to learn from? And I think they would allow that. I see, that should.
Yeah, I mean, there used to be a more of a
thing.
I think it was more of a thing, more common.
Yeah.
In China, I mean, there's some of those schools there. I mean, that's how they go about it. And it's just like a lot of copying other artists' work to build.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
so take the opportunity if you can. Well, thank you, Randy. Yeah, this was a good one. You're kind of getting, I think that's what instructors do sometimes, is you give permissions to the student. It's interesting. And I was the same way when I was in art school too. Like, when someone or my instructor said something, it's like, hey, it's fine, you can do that. Then it allows you to mentally also move forward. Hey, it's all right. I can do that. That's, my instructor said I can. So we're hoping that also you'll take that away from this episode. So thank you, Randy.
You're welcome.
Later. If you're want to learn more with Randy, we have a full year mentorship with him. It's called the 365 online mentoring, Randy's with you for a full year. It's a wonderful, wonderful program, and we have three enrollments a year, one in March, one in July, and one in November, depending when you're listening to this. We would love to have you in one of them. You can learn more about it on his page. Randy and I have like a 30, 40 minute conversation, how the course kind of works too. But it's a wonderful opportunity to learn and to grow. And if you're busy or you can't do the course, Randy does have a digital download series. It's a start to finish, basically instructional videos that you can purchase. And Randy has many ways. We have a blog. There's some things that we share about Randy's thoughts also. So we love giving knowledge in many ways, and Randy's definitely has the knowledge because he's been teaching for so long now that he built up great knowledge to help you to move along on your journey. So thanks again for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye now. Thank you.